I will give you the information I've heard yesterday from people close to Al Trimta, and the information I got today from my sister who came out of the village this morning.
Your sister came out?
I will start with the upbeat. This morning, my sister, who is married at that village, could come out of the village. She told us that people from a neighboring village named Al-Asharina, which is an opposition village, came in Al-Trimta and asked women and the children to go with them to safe places because they were afraid that the village may be attacked again from Shabiha, from neighboring village, which name is Al-Safafiyya. She told me that today is morning, people of Al-Trimta, there is about more than 70 people of the martyrs who they could find till now, while the rest of the martyrs are still dead in the fields and in the Orontes River, and they couldn't reach them till now.
Go ahead. So how many people, you say 70 people were buried, how many people in total died?
The people who are buried till now are about 74 people. But the number of dead people is bigger than this because a big number of young men are lost now. We don't know anything about them. Big number of the young men were killed in the field while they were trying to escape the army attack. Helicopters targeted them by heavy machine guns and killed them while they were driving their motorcycles while they were fleeing the village. Today, the people of Al-Trimta opened a house which was burned by troops, and they found in this house two people. They are the inhabitants of this house. They found that they were burnt alive in their houses. My sister told me that the only two doctors in the village were targeted. Their houses were targeted by Orca shells, a kind of shells that are very clever. They targeted their houses directly, and both doctors were killed in their houses in order not to take part in rescuing people. Another case, troops came upon a house of a man whose name is Abd al-Himlawi. They found in the house of this man two wounded people, and they executed these wounded people. After that, they executed the man himself by shooting him in front of his house and the of his wife and the children. After that, they burned his corpse in front of his wife. Very horrible scenes happened in Al-Trimta. It was a very strong war from one side, from the side of the Assad army against the armless civilians.
Were these men, were they wearing uniforms?
Can you raise your voice, Matthew?
Were the men who did this wearing army uniforms, or were they Shabiha?
Actually, they were troops. They were army. But people from that village could detect some Shabiha members. Among them, they were wearing uniforms exactly like them. They came mostly from a Safafiyya village, which is an Alawite village.
And did they come after the helicopters and the tanks attacked, or during that attack?
About 150 tank and armored vehicle and military cars were used in this attack, including military helicopters.
Can you explain just clearly? When this all took place, what happened first, and then what, and then what?
Matthew, your voice is so deep. I am sorry, I can't hear you. I hear you very well.
Just
1 minute.
Sure.
Sorry, Matthew. Your voice is so deep. I couldn't hear you well.
Can you just tell me exactly when these things happened? At what time?
Okay. The village received at night at about 4 o'clock a.m. 4 o'clock at dawn, shelling started and continued very heavily till about 3 o'clock p.m. At 3 o'clock p.m. Troops stormed in, but shelling continued from some kind of mortars, as I tell you, I don't know exactly the weaponry. My sister told me about that. Shelling continued by a kind of a clever missile, which targeted specific homes and specific houses, like houses of the two doctors I talked to you about. In the while, from about 3 p.m. till 8 p.m., the troops and Shabiha searched the houses of civilians, made kind of arbitrary arrests, and made a little bit of a kind of field executions for some people inside the village.
What did your sister see exactly?
She was so affected by the arrest of her husband. She talked to me about the details of the arrest of her husband. He's a lawyer. The troops came and asked him to go with them. She said to them, I am not an activist. I am an ordinary lawyer, and I usually come upon military checkpoints, and I am not wanted. And they said to him, no, you have a computer in your house, and you must be an activist, and you have to go with us. She was weeping. She was crying. She is very worried about the fate and destination of her husband. And actually, we are worried about the destination of all young men who were arrested. We are afraid that the regime is going to execute them.
What did she see, though? What are the attacks? Did she see any of the executions?
Can you please the question, please?
What did your sister see of the attack?
Actually, she hid inside her house. She said to us that the attack, the shelling was very heavy. Many houses of their neighbors were leveled to the ground. She talked to me about how one shell, which fell on their neighbor's house, killed the father in that house. She kept inside with her children till the army stormed. She said to me that one soldier tried to assure her and her sister-in-law. He said to them, we are not Shabiha, don't worry. We are soldiers from the Syrian army. But she said that later came another new group, which contained many members of Shabiha, and those were the group who arrested her husband.
And how did she escape?
How she what?
Did she escape? Did she escape? Did she get out?
Yeah, as I told you, today's morning, people from Al Asharna, a neighboring village, came to Al Trainstown's cars and asked women and the children to go with them. And because her family, my sister, her family is in Salbaghad, she decided to go with them. She came first to Al Asharna, and then one man volunteered to bring her with her children to us here in Salbaghad. That's why she escaped.
And what has happened today? The general mood has said that their helicopters are still firing on Al Tramsa. Can you confirm that?
Actually, today's helicopters targeted Jebel Shahshabo Mountain. Maybe they passed over Al Tramsa, but they haven't killed Al Tramsa today. Yesterday, they were used to follow young men who were trying to flee the village during the attack.
And how many how many fighters died in the attack? How many rebels?
Actually, this village hasn't got any rebels or a Syrian army from outside the village. What is there is that in this village, there are some young men from the same village who defected the Syrian army because they refused to kill their countrymen. And this is quite normal. In every Syrian village or city or town, we have defected soldiers. In Afrinsa, in this particular village, it is a very small village. There isn't any kind of military operation by free Syrian army. Only there are some members who are from that village itself. They are not taking any role in any operations against the regime army or against the government.
But how many villages in the area are controlled by rebels?
Actually, in Hama countryside, the regime only controls the checkpoints. We can say that Hama countryside is a liberated area. The regime only controls the place where it puts its tanks and its artillery. No more than this.
So, but if they control the area, how did they manage to get in to El Tremsa?
Actually, as I told you, the regime army has got checkpoints. These checkpoints are very fortified, and the regime can at any time bring reinforcements to these checkpoints and can move its vehicles in order to attack any village. In these cases, when the regime army uses tanks and heavy artillery, usually Free Syrian Army doesn't try to intervene because the Free Syrian Army has got only light weapons. So it doesn't have the ability to defend civilians. And that's why we witness such kind of horrible massacres.
Has there been any revenge attack?
Not at all. Usually revolutionaries don't have any revenge against civilians, especially Alawites. Free Syrian Army members understand that they must not offer any service to the regime by letting things turn to a kind of civil war and sectarian tension in Syria. But in cases when they have the ability to attack checkpoints, they do that, but they don't have the ability to destroy a complete checkpoint by the army because, as I told you, they just have light weapons. They just can make kind of gang war against the army, especially when they see cars for Shabiha and cars for troops.
How is your sister now?
In the beginning, she was very scared. We saw the tears in her eyes and we saw horror and fear in the eyes of her children. Right now, she's okay. I tried to assure her. I tried to explain to her that no one will harm his her husband and that he will come back to his house safe. And now we are trying our best to make her forget the horrible scenes she has seen, and I hope she's okay right now.
Okay, Musa, thank you very much for sparing the time. Thank you.
Thank you, Matthew. Good luck with your story.
Thanks.